Adam and Eve disobeyed God and sinned. God created Adam and Eve, infused in them the supernatural and preternatural gifts, and placed them in the Garden of Eden. They were very happy. Nothing was harmful to them. They worked but did not suffer fatigue. After being happy on earth, they were destined to go to heaven without undergoing death, to enjoy God for all of eternity. But Adam and Eve committed a very serious sin, the original sin. In chapter 3 of the book of Genesis, we can read about this sin. They offended God by disobeying him. Since Adam and Eve were our first parents, all men inherit this sin. Pain, suffering, hatred, wars, and all other misfortunes that affect men and the world spring from original sin. It is worthwhile studying this subject in order to better understand the evil things that happen in the world and within each man. The happiness of our first parents in the Garden of Eden. God, out of love, created our first parents, Adam and Eve, so that they could eventually contemplate him and live eternally in his presence. To that end, he made them participants in his divine life. We call this great and undeserved gift sanctifying grace, or the life of grace. God placed them in an earthly paradise, the Garden of Eden, and gave them many other gifts. God illuminated their intelligence and fortified their will. Since they were free from error and from the inclination to evil, they were created free from pain, disease, and death, the preternatural gifts. These gifts, supernatural and preternatural, were to be transmitted by Adam and Eve to their descendants. The trial of our first parents. As with the angels, God put our first parents to the test by giving them a commandment to prove their faithfulness to him. If they obeyed, they would preserve the graces and gifts that God had given to them and their descendants. But if they disobeyed, they would lose those graces and gifts. God, being their absolute Lord and sovereign, could impose such an obligation on them, always in the hope that they would remain faithful to him. Our first parents sinned. But on being tempted by Satan, the father of all lies, Adam and Eve disobeyed God and fell into sin. It was a sin of pride because they wanted to be like God, but they followed the demon. Having committed this original sin, they lost the divine friendship, grace, and the preternatural gifts that God had given them so magnanimously. Even their natural gifts were wounded, and once their inner harmony was shattered, they became subjected to the snares of evil. Our first parents were submitted to concupiscence, the inclination to sin, an inclination which in itself is not sinful, but incites to evil. Men are born under the effects of original sin and suffer the consequences. When Adam, the father of the human race, lost the grace and accompanying God-given gifts, each and every one of his descendants suffered the same loss. In Adam, the entire human race inherited the effects of that sin. That is to say, when receiving our human nature from our first parents, we receive it stained with Adam's sin. And without that inner harmony, we are inclined to sin, concupiscence. This is what we call the original sin with which we are born. Consequences of original sin. Adam's sin is the origin of all the sins, failures, and ills of mankind. All men are born with the terrible inherent consequences of original sin. We are born without grace, in a state of sin which turns us away from God and inclines us towards evil. We call this inclination concupiscence, which reveals itself in our disordered desire for material things, unbridled sensuality, greed for earthly honors. We are subject to illness, pain, and finally death. By original sin, Satan acquired great influence on the world. God had pity on mankind and promised a redeemer. In spite of original sin, God had pity on mankind and promised future redemption. He promised that from the human race would emerge a redeemer, Jesus Christ, who would save humanity from original sin and its consequences. Resolutions for Christian life. Learn the act of contrition. It can be recited as a sign of repentance for our sins before confession and at other times of the day. Be aware of the fact that as a consequence of original sin, we need to make a strong effort to avoid sin, but always in a spirit of Christian joy.